This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About Donald Trump. Is he a dude who incites riots? Does he seem presidential? Do you think it's all a bunch of nonsense and campaign rhetoric anyway, and who cares? I think that there are some people that believe this is media-fueled more than anything else. I don't know if I think it's completely media-fueled, but it is all about the campaign, and the campaign is a circus, right? Aren't they always, though? What else is new when it comes to campaigning in these United States? It's always that way. I can't recall, in my lifetime anyway, where it was a stately affair. And part of the problem is there's so much time that goes on. You know, there's so much time that happens in between when somebody gets elected, nominated, then elected, both parties, that the insanity is fueled and driven, I think, more than anything, by what's happening in the primaries, right? So you have primaries and caucuses and lots of money flows because it's about advertising. And the advertising for political messages is through the roof, especially in some of those big states when I say big states, like Iowa and New Hampshire, that matter in the beginning of the show. So I don't see this process changing in any way, shape, or form. I don't see that happening anytime soon. We could make the argument, let's cut to the chase and get to the real stuff and wait and leave it as a wide open nominating process, but what will we be left with? I would be curious to find that out. Maybe or maybe not. Maybe you have to be careful with the devil you know versus the one you don't. Isn't that what they say? So as many of us tire of the same storylines and the accusations and the name calling and all that's happened along the way, which will tone down really for the Republicans as that narrows even more, I think it's part of what happens. I don't think we see that change. Because the push to have it change, I would believe, is just not very great at this point. While you and I may sit here and say, ugh, enough already, there are too many that see massive dollar signs and would completely disagree with that, that you're taking away cheese. You're taking away their cheese. You're really moving it if that's what you think is going to happen. I think you're kidding yourself. So every day it's a different theme, let's be honest. In the beginning of this thing, if we were to just look at Donald Trump, it was all about, oh, it's outrageous what he's saying about the wall, and or no, bravo, it's great that he's saying that. And then that started all the immigration conversation flowing forth as a result of Donald Trump. And then, of course, there were other storylines along the way. In the case of the Democrats, the push to try to get Bernie Sanders to throw some mud at Hillary Clinton now starting to happen a little bit more, if you can call it throwing mud. It's very, very light in the case of Sanders. But the focus on email and bigger, probably, big-time speeches for Goldman Sachs and getting paid a fortune to do that, and how does she represent the people, and yada, yada. But still not the same as the show that we witness day in and day out when it comes to the Republicans. It is the greatest show on earth because it's a rubberneckers fantasy. There's sure to be car crashes, sideshows, and different villains every single time you tune in to watch what's happening. I mean, that's really what it's been. There are different villains every single time. And then there's the phenomenon of someone dropping out after just crucifying Trump, and then they're, and this is part of the business, and then they're standing near him, beside him, behind him when he's in front of a mic, whether it's Ben Carson or whether it's Chris Christie. But they're there once they dump out. And clearly, as the soldiers line up, I'll call it that, there's no doubt that the fates are smiling on Donald Trump, which is why Trump is getting most of the love. Because do you really want to alienate the Donald if he were to be the party's nominee, which it's looking like he is? So by completely distancing yourself from Donald Trump, you essentially take yourself out of the process. And all the people that have been on the stage, they do not want to take themselves out of the process. They don't want to do that. So that's probably number one. How do I stay in the game? And the answer is, you have to stay in the game with the nominee as it progresses. And once that happens, as we all know, that happens in July when it becomes official, unless Donald Trump ends up with enough nominees way ahead of time, then it would be a done deal and we'd already know it. It seems unlikely, though, because it's so nip and tuck. It'll be close. These next couple are important. Ohio, Florida, some of the bigger piles of delegates on the road to amassing enough. It doesn't look like the official number, though, will be had, which I think makes it for at least more conversation as we get closer to the time when the nominee eventually is there on the podium and accepting the nomination, and you know then it's over and it's all about the other side completely. We're starting to see more conversation about that, although I think it's always been there with Hillary Clinton. There's always been conversation about Hillary Clinton and facing Hillary Clinton and what are the Democrats doing and, you know, all of that. So that has not changed. That has been there. And I wonder, would it be there if it was somebody other than Hillary? And probably somewhat it would be. Because if you really feel like you're going to be the nominee and you're Donald Trump, you know, and now you're being...
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly. and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Once again, as always, whenever we go and check the mail, when I make that long walk to our virtual mailbox, it's just flooded with emails. So pat yourself on the back, because so many of you, I think, absorb the show and then decide you're going to wait, you're going to comment on it later, and bravo. The rest of you can do the same if you choose. And you can do that by going to americatonight.net. First, let's go to this one as we head to the mailbag. Here we go, number one.
You have mail, mistress.
Eric, who says, Kate, you know what? I am so tired of this political season. I know people are jazzed, excited about it, but I had to take a break from it. I had to take like a long weekend because I was almost becoming obsessed and angry, and I can see how people are taking this personally. It is a personal affront, I think, in some of the things that are happening. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I am taking it over the top, and that's why I needed to take a break. But I can't wait till we actually get to the convention, and then we know who the nominee is on both sides, and then we can go from there. What do you think those debates are going to be like? Well, who could the debates be with? Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton and Kasich or someone else? I just can't imagine that the nominee is not Trump, so it's hard for me to not say that. And I think it is, and I don't see on the Democratic side how it's not Hillary Clinton, even though there's that effort with the emails and whatnot. I still say she's the last one standing, and I think that's who the two are, which is so wild. You see all these pictures of them, and of course, he said it. He's given money to all kinds of campaigns, and they're both in New York constantly, so it's not that that part's so shocking, but then thinking of it is surreal, of the two of them squaring off against each other, and what happens there? I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. My crystal ball just tells me I find it so hard for it not to be Trump on the Republican side, and the same thing with Hillary Clinton. All right, let's move over to this one. This one is from Tony in Iowa. Did you know that the Park Service is celebrating 100 years, Kate Delaney? You know what? I did know that. I went to... I love history things. And I might have talked about this on the air. In fact, I probably did. I went to the LBJ Ranch, and I toured that. You know, I toured it, and the people that were there, the park people, were telling me how it was the 100th anniversary, the centennial, and they were so excited about it, and it really got me excited about it, and I looked up more about the parks and the evolution of the parks and whatnot, and as somebody who used to constantly take advantage of that, where, you know, I was an out, I don't know if I'd call myself an outdoorsy person, but I did explore some of the cool parks that we have. I mean, when you think of wherever you're listening to me, the parks that we have in this country, and you think of, this goes back to 1916, and Woodrow Wilson, who's the president then, signing the idea of establishing the National Park Service, which then they had 35 national parks, and see where it's gone today, and the preservation of wildlife in this cool, some cool areas of the country, and the 408 parks and forests and monuments and battlefields. And last year, 292.8 million people, they say, visited the Park Service sites. That's incredible. And think of the places that you've been. I made a list the other day of the cool places, you know, Grand Canyon. I was just blown away when I went to the Grand Canyon. Smoky Mountains. I could go on and on. I could list the parks on and on that I've been to. And I think it's amazing. 100 years. Whew. 100 years. Yosemite. Think of the opportunities going to Yosemite. And that became a protected land in 1864 when President Lincoln at the time signed the Yosemite Grant Act. And that inspired the whole, like, movement. And then you saw more land being protected. All right. You got me excited about that. Thanks for that question. So, yes, 100 years, the centennial. Pretty exciting stuff. We move forward. And this one is from Bob, who is listening to us in Florida. This is Bob from Florida. He says, Kate, you know, I've been watching to see what's going to happen in this bracket, and now finally all the teams are announced. Was there anything that was super surprising to you? There's always bubble teams, you know, the bubble teams that got in and the bubble teams that didn't get in, and how did they determine that? It's strength of schedule and the RPI and all of the interesting, you know, interesting numbers that go into picking teams. So, surprised, no, because every year that's what happens. Disappointed that some teams didn't get picked, yeah, maybe I could say that, I guess. And then the excitement of some of the other teams that got into the tournament. You know, we will do this on the show, by the way. We will jump into it and do brackets, because I it's just too fun. And, of course, we still have prizes to give away. We didn't have anyone win. So we will do one segment. We'll make it Tuesday, and the final segment of Tuesday, once the games start and roll out. And I, you know, in looking at some of the top seeds and Villanova getting a 2 seed, that wasn't a surprise. I think, you know, looking at Kansas, the best team in the nation. I mean, there's your question. How many, you had these teams on the bubble, but how many teams could actually win this whole thing? Of the 68 teams, there's the question. And if you went by conference, the ACC got 8 teams, the Big 12 got 7, Pac-12 got 6, and Big 10 got 6. Some people think that's a ripoff. SEC 5, Big East 5, and then you go down through the other conferences, the smaller conferences that got a couple of bids. And yeah, it's fun every year, this tournament. I think I got, part of my interest in sports was piqued even more when I started to watch the tourney, without a doubt. Okay, let's go to, let's see here. Let's go to Marilyn. And Marilyn says, Kate, I know you're paying attention to this whole thing. I like when everybody says, hey, are you paying attention? Yes. Are you paying attention to what's happening with the Supreme Court nominee? I am. And the Republicans are saying, and we've talked about this, that they're going to block whoever the nominee is. Forget about it. They're not going to do it. Even launching the task force to stop them, saying that the next the next justice should be appointed by whoever the president is going to be coming up, because it's not time, and there should be a time period. And if you are the current president, I don't care if you were Republican or Democrat, of course, whoever it was going to try to appoint their nominee, try to get them, nominate them and try to get them through. If it would be the same if it were the Republicans. So this isn't a surprising thing that this is happening. It's just the level of money being spent to stop it, and does it really work? And of course, if you don't have the votes, if the nominee doesn't have the votes, you're not going to get through. So there's a natural blockade here that I just don't see how whomever it is, even if it was someone who's more conservative or, quotes, in the middle, I don't know. I don't know that I see that anybody gets through. I mean, time runs so fast, doesn't it? We're already mid-March, so now you talk about April, and then before you know it, that slips away. You hit summer, and then the current Supreme Court takes a break. I don't see how you can quickly try to ram someone through. I don't see how that happens. Okay, let's do another one. This one is from Jake in Austin. Kate, I heard you mention that you had been down to Austin. I wondered about some of the places that you've been in Austin. Some of the places I've been in Austin. 6th Street is the big drawing card for people at night. And that's usually, I mean, younger. We're talking about a bar scene, and there's sports bars and bars where there's lots of music. Austin is known for music. Since you're from there, I'm preaching to the choir, but we went to a place called Maggie May's, and I thought that was brilliant, and it was right there in the middle of all the action. There's a famous donut company, Voodoo Donuts, and I tasted those donuts. Against my better judgment, I made just sure that I could just take a taste, otherwise it would probably gotten out of control, because they were pretty fantastic donuts. It was fun. That's a fun place, too, bouncing back to the parks thing, to go and hike or go on the water. There's a lot to do in Austin, Texas, and a lot of people are drawn to Austin from other parts of the United States. So thanks for asking that question. There were some really great places to go. And remember, you too can send me your thoughts, anything, whatever it is, whether it's your hometown, something to do with that, or we're talking about politics, obviously comes up a lot, whether it's sports, whatever it might be. Flip me the question, americatonight.net.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sing it. We're getting closer to the real stuff. The delegates that count, meaning bigger numbers. I don't know that we're going to see the numbers that we need to say adios to everybody else, but I think Donald Trump is feeling pretty good. Hillary Clinton's feeling pretty good. For despite the fact that everybody thought that her knees were going to get taken out so far, that's not happening. I mean, who is winning? It's like I saw this question today, and I thought it was so interesting. Who's winning the presidential delegate count? This was in Bloomberg. Caucus versus the primaries, delegates versus the superdelegates, Democratic rules versus Republican rules. I mean, as we're watching this unfold, what is the answer to that question? The answer is people are befuddled, frustrated, and wish there was a different way. I mean, really, party leaders and those who are elected officials can back any candidate they want. They can pick who they want. And remember, we have the Electoral College, which really, really can shake up the system. I mean, it's winner take all coming up with Florida, Ohio, Arizona, Delaware, Nebraska, Montana, New Jersey, South Dakota. You get the drift here. This is when it is really, really huge. And with just a couple of exceptions, states vote for a nominee for president by holding what we've been seeing this show, a primary or a caucus. I mean, is it a busted deal or does it work? 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Grim. Hi, Grim.
Oh, there we go. Hey, Kate.
Hey, man. What's happening?
Well, let's just quit looking at the facade and walk on in and looking at what's reality here, you know. You do the numbers program all the time. You like
yep.
numbers.
Yep.
So I'll do some numbers with you. exactly or approximately or best guess, how many unemployed is there in this country?
Oh, I think it's higher than what they say. I think, well, I could say underemployed, but unemployed officially, the number is so much lower than what they say. But, okay, I'll say if I was going to say unemployed out of the 300 million, plus you take out children, etc., I would say the true number is closer to 50 million.
Oh, there. So you're a little higher than one. You know, I mean, they've been saying around 35 is what they're
saying. Right.
But let's go ahead and throw in all these others you were talking about. And I say about 70.
Underemployed. Yeah.
You know, let's say 75 million.
Okay.
Now, approximately how much money did Obama give Iran?
Way too much with a B.
I think it was in the M's. Wasn't it he just recently, with the stroke of a pen, gave him $150 million?
No, I thought they were talking about six. But yes, overall it was yes.
150. Mm-hmm. Do you realize that the unemployed could be true millionaires? Because how much money does the government take out of you when you get a high salary, such as $1 million?
About yeah.
50%. Well, 2 times 75 is 150.
Yeah. It's crazy. And by the way, that number it's $11.9 billion in cash assets by the end of June from last year. I knew it was in the B's.
All of America could probably be true millionaires.
I know. Because we're giving the money to them, yes.
Yeah. Here's the last of the numbers question, because I know you like numbers. But how many missiles were recently launched by Iran after giving them $150 million?
Too many.
Right.
To your point. Yeah.
Now, for Dan, there's two titles, another number, two titles that the president carries. One is President of the United States, and the other is Commander-in-Chief.
Yeah.
Now, he swore up and down, and it was a mainstream event that they would monitor and regulate and ensure that we wouldn't have to have any missiles or any. They wouldn't be doing anything like this, period. Well, as Commander-in-Chief, why can't we have him arrested for treason for dereliction of duty?
Well, didn't we know this was going to happen? I mean, you know, you knew the Security Council. What did they spend part of the day doing? Of course, they were talking about Iran's launch last week of the long-range missiles. But we knew this was going to happen. They're threatening Israel. Why? Because we took our foot off the gas, so to speak. Pardon the pun.
There's, you know, don't put me in that group.
Well, the United States, by letting the Commander-in-Chief, by the push to say that's what we have to do. And so now, of course, that's why Israel was hysterical and Benjamin Netanyahu knew, yeah, this is stupid. I mean, we're condemning. I like what the USA ambassador to the UN said finally, Samantha Power. I agree with this one thing she said, where she said, we condemn such threats against another UN member state and one of our closest allies. I mean, of course, but we let Iran do that to Israel.
Yeah. But it's not really we. No, it's a group.
Yes.
You know, that's the problem. Because if you really look, most Americans, especially GIs that have fought for this country, vets, they're going to back Israel.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's the same problem we're having with all these tragedies going on with police officers.
It's ridiculous.
The hate's coming from the Democrats to the Republican primaries.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all targeting Trump because, you know, they're not going to get what they want. It's a mess, isn't it?
It is a mess.
It is. I mean, we can sit here and talk because there's so many things that have occurred since the last time I talked to you that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
It's crazy. We got to get this country out. Well, this is why Trump is leading as he is.
Right, because the frustration in realizing what's been happening, yes.
Yeah, everybody wants an outsider. I mean, what about the other thing about the CEO and the president there after, you know, I brought it up on your show about the Wounded Warrior Project.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you bring enough light to something, and yeah, you got a board of trustees but that fired him. But beyond that board of trustees, there's another person above him that owns it, that established the board. I know, because I worked for a company that son inherited the company, turned around and created a board of trustees, and all he wants is his paycheck.
Right.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It keeps him from being prosecuted.
Ugh.
You know, so what if you die from salmonella from his product, right? He's got a board of trustees to protect him from, you know, they got to maintain the company.
Yeah.
They got to insure his check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's crazy.
We're talking about a charitable organization, right?
Yeah.
Kate?
Yeah. It's nutty. I agree with you. Grim, we, you know who we have on the line? We've got Dan from Texas on the line waiting.
Oh, well, let me get off. I want to hear from Dan.
Thanks, Grim. Let's pop over to Dan. They're like tag team partners sometimes. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Well, kind of short shift here, girl. But I'll
well, we'll
them.
Let you bleed over if you have something
okay.
great to say.
All right, here we go. Here's the deal. All these little protesters are sponsored by George Soros and the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
They haven't done a Democratic routine where they ate their own since 1968 at their convention, blah, 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 when Humphrey came in there with the impossible dream. I remember all that. It's hard being old and listening to this crap because it's the same old every time there's an election. The Democrats pull the same crap. They don't do it on their people, but they do it on ours. Now, for the people that got upset, guess what? We're not going to take it anymore. You come into our rallies, I don't care if it's Trump or Cruz or whoever, and you start your blah, 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 communist, Marxist, socialist crap, we're going to kick the living dog, you know what, out of you and send you on your merry little way with your bruises. And if you don't like it, tough toenail. We don't give a big brat. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, we are fed up in this country with the Republican Party and their non-standing up to Obama and all the atrocities he's perpetrated against the United States. And it's not 150 million, Grimm. It's 150 billion is what
yeah.
they gave.
Yeah,
the
that's what I said. Yeah.
That's
if you look at the number... Over the years,
the money, the number that Grimm was talking about, 75, no, it's 94
yeah.
million people that are not in the labor force.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Oh, employment, yeah, the number is crazy. The number
right.
is
okay,
insane.
Okay, now, one more thing. I'm glad you're staying in good shape because Joe Biden is going to come in and rescue us. After they go to the convention, and crazy Bernie will have to step down because Joe will come in as the savior for America, and then he will pick good old Baracky as his running mate, and Baracky will then be able to continue on for the next 8 years if he gets elected with his Baracky.
Oh, are you kidding me?
You can do your walk in the sun, and I will make a fortune on pay for you. I want you to take good care of yourself, baby, because I am just so proud of you.
Oh, Dan, you cracked me up. Oh, you are so funny. That was so good. I love that. Excellent. Good work. Thank you, Dan in Texas. He summed it all up. There was nothing left to say. Thanks, Dan. He's right. The number, and we already said that and corrected it. That's why it's so infuriating to the point of, okay, so you have unemployed people, but here we are giving all this money to Iran, and then look what Iran turns around and does, because they wanted to shove it in our face, and they did. And who's worried about it the entire time? Israel was worried about it. Ah. Hang with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah, it is all about being right, isn't it? We just can't help ourselves. I think a lot of people were wrong in predicting what was going to happen this time around with the presidential election. And I'll say this, it doesn't get any more interesting. It's almost like the repeated pattern, and it's not to keep saying the same thing over and over again. I could come up with clever, cheeky ways to dissect it, but we're watching, right? We are watching what's happening with bated breath, or maybe we have our, maybe we're all holding our breath. Whew. Like I said, just breathe, let it out, just breathe. Right? It doesn't do anyone any good if you lose your mind over all this stuff. Quick aside, as we're getting ready for the Ohio primary, Florida, all the biggies. When I say all the biggies, everyone counts. But the fact that you've got the numbers that are just much bigger, and the numbers can push in a lot of different directions, and we'll have a much better idea of that once we come through this valley, and that ends at the end of this week, and really all the way through the end of March. It's a very big deal. March Madness is upon us in college hoops, but also when it comes to the political machine that is slowly heading toward conventions and nominations. And this UN Security Council meeting to discuss Iran's, you know, provocative missile launch. How is it that any of you can call this show at 2, 3 in the morning, different times, it airs all different times, and make solid statements realizing, as we look into our crystal balls, oh, you know what's happening here with Rouhani, the president of Iran. You know the deal they're trying to cut, play Mr. Nice Guy getting on the phone, coming to the United States. Oh, the economic sanctions crippling us. We're going to do this, and we're going to allow these inspections. Yeah, right. And then we're going to throw some missiles in once we completely have all our money back. And we're not being held hostage because we're watching everybody start to strangle off the lack of economic security in some sense. Right when the people were going to revolt. So what do you think was said at that closed door meeting? How about what wasn't said? You know, like in the cartoons, when you look at cartoons and there's bubbles that are above the head of the character, what they're really thinking. Oh, like Trudeau, Gary Trudeau is famous for doing the bubbles above the head. I mean, a lot of the cartoons do that. Well, in this closed-door meeting, I would love to read the bubbles, what the real thoughts were. You idiots, what did you think was going to happen here? You broker a deal with Iran, and now, what, we're going to do the international sanctions again and start this whole thing over? I mean, clearly they launched missiles. Clearly they did. Missile tests Tuesday and Wednesday of last week in their nuclear deal. They said they wouldn't have done it. They wouldn't have done that. The Iran footage shows an Israeli flag painted on the ground at the entrance of a missile silo where the Iranian military personnel were trampling all over it when they were going in and out. That was on purpose. How about this? How about the photo of a missile with the words, "Israel must be wiped out," written in Hebrew? So now the U.S., what, gets to try to convince Russia and China to join the rest of the West in holding Tehran to task on this? Give me a break. And Russia is pretty much signaling, yeah, you blew it. You blew it when you thought you could trust them and us. So they say pretty much the feeling is they're going to stop, hamper, whatever word you want to use, any attempt to punish Iran for the ballistic missile launches. Because they're saying they haven't defied sanctions. I mean, it's blatant disregard of the ballistic missile sanctions. There's no question about it. The Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Dannon, said the ballistic missile launches are a pivotal historic moment that the international community must act on. Oh, Benjamin Netanyahu. I bet he is. He's like a, right now, I bet he is like a blue comedian. He is just a mile long, up and down. A blue streak, has to be. It's ridiculous. We knew, right? Didn't some of us on this show in the middle of the night know that was going to happen? Are we smarter than the people in New York and Washington when they sit down and talk about this stuff? I mean, come on. Right when they finally are feeling the effects, we lift the finger off of them. And in Israel, I guarantee they're going nuts over this. It's exactly what was predicted. And they're definitely trying to poke the bear because of what they say on their missiles, what they're doing that on purpose. And then filming it to say, here you go. Oh, no, this is the terms in our agreement. So what's even worse They're rubbing our noses in it. And I say ours, the collective group. I'm just saying ours, meaning the United States and everybody else involved in letting the other countries and letting Iran have its way. And then adding insult to injury, we, of course, give them a boatload of money. A boatload of money. We want to fine people who can't afford to get health insurance, but we want to write billion-dollar checks, billions, to Iran, and gladly they take our money with one hand on the trigger of whatever they feel like they want to launch. Wow, crazy. And by the way, bravo to the NFL for really now admitting about the CTE problems. It's been a long time coming, but there now is discussion about the head trauma link in a real way. Jeff Miller, the NFL senior VP for health and safety, talked about the connection during an appearance at a congressional committee's roundtable discussion about concussions. And of course, he started by referencing the work of Boston University's famous Dr. Ann McKee, who's found CTE in the brains of 90 former football players. 90 former football players. Because before, remember, they weren't discussing it that way. But think of Ken Stabler, think of Junior Seau. I mean, even Dr. Mitch Berger, who's part of the NFL's head, neck, and spine committee, didn't draw a direct line from football to CTE during the Super Bowl a couple of months ago. But now they're doing that. And unfortunately, with CTE, it's kind of fascinating in a sad way. In the brains where they're finding it, they have the traumatic injuries, whether it's from football, a car accident, gunshot wounds, domestic violence, whatever. It's not just football, but it certainly is happening in football. And it's easier because of how much they're rattled. And that's a good first step. But what does that mean? They're saying that the scope of the issue needs to be addressed. So that means they're going to look into it more. That's good for players who could have that brewing on the horizon or those who are just in the beginning stages of dealing with it. It's coming out and you can probably stream it. In fact, I think you can stream it now. It'll cost you a couple of bucks. Watch The Concussion. It's a good movie. It clearly paints the picture of what's happened to, sadly, too many of these players that we just adored in their playing days, like Junior Seau. Thanks for listening. You and the guy in the back row, excellent. America Tonight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.